What can instantly make your website look cleaner, more professional, and even load faster? Believe it or not, it's taking just a few extra steps to make your featured images consistent. Hi, it's Jim. Welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. And you know, one of the quickest ways to improve the look and performance of your radio station website involves standardizing your featured images. And what I mean by featured images is if you create regular news posts or events or contests, it's that main image attached to whatever that is. I'm not talking about images that you put inside of each one of these, whether it be news post or inside an event post or something like that. I'm talking about the featured image. This is the image that more than likely appears on your homepage when you list out all of your posts, all of your events, and all of your contests or obituaries or whatever the big thing is that you have on your website. Now, here's why this matters. Keeping your images consistent starts with the size. If you pay attention to the national or the worldwide websites that are professional at a professional level. Take Time, CNN, any of the major news organization websites out there, you'll notice that each one of their images on their homepage are the same dimensions. The height and width are the same. Now, in different sections, those may be different, but each section, all of the images are consistent. You're not seeing a wide image, and then the next image is very tall or anything like that, and then, you know, making all of the text look weird and kind of broken. So every image on your homepage, blog, and news post should follow the same dimensions. Again, these are the featured images, and you can pick any size, 1,000 by 600, 800 by 500. Just pick one size and stick with it. And this is very, very difficult for some of us to wrap our heads around because, you know, we're used to uploading things to like Facebook, and Facebook, you know, crops things and makes things different sizes, and we don't have to worry about it, right? We can upload something directly from our camera and we don't have to worry about it. Well, websites are a little bit different. You can't just upload a 4 megapixel image and expect it to be optimized and down to this 800 by 500 size automatically and that sort of thing. So really all of this has to happen before you upload it to the website. And what you do is when you make images of this size, you're avoiding that awkward cropping, and it's going to keep the layout balanced, and you're going to maintain a professional look. And this is very, very important if you want your website to look professional, because, you know, studies have shown is that everybody, the first impression when they come to your website is really an impression that they have for your radio station, not just your website that is something totally separate. They have an impression about your radio station from that look. And so you want to be sure that you have a professional look. Now, if you're using Canva or Photoshop, my pro tip is to create a template. 800 by 500 is what we recommend that stations use, just because it's small enough, but it's big enough as well for our websites. Because if you upload a 2,000 by 2,000 image to your website, more than likely, you're never going to actually see it at 2,000 by 2,000. So if you make the image a whole lot smaller, you're going to reduce that file size. And we'll talk about optimization in just a minute. But if you use a template, whether it be a Canva or Photoshop or anything like that, you make the process a whole lot faster and foolproof. And then the second thing that you can do is to use high quality, relevant photos on your website. Blurry or generic clip art images, they hurt your credibility. They really do. So invest a few extra minutes in finding either high quality, relevant images. We recommend that every station go out and they like hire an intern or just have their salespeople or whatever. Just take photos everywhere around town. and you build that photo library or whatever. We're talking about the library, intersections, police station, police cars, fire trucks, the schools and stuff like that. So when something news does happen in your area, you automatically have a photo. You don't have to send somebody out there or use something generic like a free stock resource or something like that. Now, if you don't have any of that, yes, do find a free stock resource. Be sure that the images are copyright free, or we recommend you do what we do on our blog. Almost all of our images are AI generated visuals that match the topic article that we are talking about. The image for this podcast is AI generated. So we use AI to generate images, and it's not because we're cheap. It's just because the images are fantastic when we can get exactly what we are looking for to convey the message in each one of our posts. Now, AI generated images, they can match your station's unique tone and region without looking like they're cookie cutter stock photos. Now, stock photos, some of them, they look really, really cheesy, and they can be just as bad as the clip art style images. They can hurt your credibility. So you do want to invest a little bit of time into picking the right images. I know we're in a fast-paced medium, and most of the folks that we have, you know, they probably have production after their show and everything like that. So, you know, they're in a hurry in order to get something posted on the website very, very quickly. And they're not really thinking about all of this, but please kind of convey that to everybody on your team that they take a little bit of extra time into picking the right visuals to match whatever you're posting on your website. And then another crucial step is to optimize every image that you upload to the website. If it's only going to be a featured image and you've picked that size, please don't upload an image that is, like I said, 4,000 by 4,000. You will never see an image at 4,000 by 4,000 on any website unless it's the background image for the entire website. So upload for the size that you need. If your small header logo that appears up in the upper left-hand corner, it's very, very small, right? So there's no reason to upload a 1,500 by 500 image there because your entire website is not 1,500 pixels wide. So you would never see the image at that large size. That extra file size is really just slowing down your website. So huge image files, they need to be optimized and culled down so they don't slow down your website, because a slow website frustrates your users and search engines. A slower a website is because of so many large images, the more that they push you down in search results in favor of maybe your competitor's website that loads a lot quicker. All right, so you want to be sure that you compress every image before uploading it. And there are tons of online tools out there, free ones, that you can use to ensure that your images are optimized properly. You can use the new WebP format, which is what we use whenever possible for better compression without quality loss. The WebP format is just absolutely amazing. As a matter of fact, we use WebP in our AI Content Helper Pro. Whenever you generate images, they are automatically that size. You pick a size like 800 by 500. They're automatically converted to the WebP format, which uploads very, very quickly. If you haven't heard me go off on PNG images, PNG images are really should be only used for transparency. So there's PNG type, then there's JPEG, and then WebP. PNG images are typically 4 to 5 times larger than JPEGs. JPEGs are smaller in file size, same image size than PNG files. WebP are about 3 to 4 times smaller than JPEGs. So WebP is really the format that you want to shoot for. And there's still some online converters out there where you can convert all of your images over to this WebP format. Remember, even one unoptimized image that is very, very large can tank your page loading speed. And if you have dozens on your homepage, well, while people are waiting for that page to load, they're jumping off and going somewhere else. All right, so do this. Audit your last 10 posts, whether it be posts or events or contests or whatever, and are the images all the same size? Do they look like they're a part of the same brand family? If not, it may be time to get everybody on board into a consistency as far as your featured images go. Now, again, we're not talking about the images within the post, because those can be whatever size that they ever send you, but as long as they're still optimized for fast loading. But they can be tall or super wide or anything like that. But just being sure that your featured images follow this consistency so they appear on the homepage in the same way is really going to elevate your site to a new level. All right. It's going to maintain that more professional look that we are talking about today. Hey, if this information helps you, be sure to like, subscribe, share it out with your friends. Leave us a comment to let us know how we're doing as well. And hey, if you need help with your station website, we're here to help for you. Just reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Looking to maximize your radio station's digital presence? Skyrocket Radio delivers custom websites and mobile apps built exclusively for radio stations by radio professionals. Our websites engage listeners and drive revenue, while the integrated apps keep your audience connected wherever they are. It's a complete digital solution designed to boost your station's reach and ad sales. To take your station's online experience to the next level, visit skyrocketradio.com.